Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty News Updates.
Updates.
14th of May edition.
Or 13th if you're behind.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're not.
In the States.
Bring a jacket if you're
looking if you're coming to Australia. Oh, Lord and Lord.
Bring a jacket.
It is cold as hell down here. Actually, hell is meant to be quite warm. Hell froze over.
Yeah.
And now it's called
Australia.
Melbourne.
Yeah. Okay, so updates. We're talking about things we've spoken about before and giving you updates on. We're also, there's a couple of things that sort of were announced after Friday's episode was created and edited and even uploaded. So we're going to talk about a few of those things as well, because if they're relevant, they're relevant. But I did want to give a bit of an update on last, it's kind of relevant because I'll get to it. But in Friday's episode, we talked about Fenty and them sort of bullying influencers into taking down content that's been leaked. We had some really great support on that. We had some really great suggestions of when we talk about leaked things, just cover the logo.
Yeah.
So we've decided we're going to do that in this episode, not with Fenty, but with something else that we'll show that we haven't shown before, because we're a bit like worried about trademark things. Anyway, so we'll do that. So that was a good suggestion. I'm like, yeah, we should just blur it.
Yeah.
Fuck them. So we're going to be doing that. There were a few people that expressed, quite a lot of people said, look, if you don't like what Fenty is doing, don't talk about them in Beauty News and give them any
coverage
at all. And I understand that. And
I think in a perfect world, we really would do that. We'd just be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
We won't support you. The end. And it's kind of... It's not what Beauty News is.
Yeah.
Beauty News, we talk about everything.
We talk about shit we don't like all the time.
Absolutely.
And we talk about brands we don't support
all
the time.
About 98% of every single episode for the last 2 years has been shit I do not want and do not approve of.
Yeah.
But we share the news. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about the news with the people that want to hear the news. Mm-hmm. So we are going to share it. And when it comes to not supporting brands, we just... Do it with our money.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. Yeah. But also, I want Beauty News, and we've always hoped that Beauty News would be a place where you can come and you get all the news.
Yes.
And if you choose that you don't want to learn about Jeffree Star because you don't support him, there's always timestamps in the description box. So you can choose what to skip if you don't want to watch it, and if you want to watch it all, watch it all. We had some... And I think it's hard though, because if we start excluding some brands for certain reasons, then you start going, well, where do we stop? A lot of people don't like us talking about Jeffree Star. Yeah. A lot of people don't like us talking about products that aren't cruelty free.
Yeah.
But we believe in delivering all the information as well as our opinions on the releases. Yeah. And you can choose what you view with the timestamps, or you can choose what to buy from that information. So. We're not going to not talk about Fenty, because their releases are important news in the beauty community. So we're going to continue talking about them, but we appreciate the love
the
and support.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Thanks guys.
All right. We're going to start, like I said before, some products that have been released that are new that we haven't spoken about. The first one is from Becca. It's a new shimmering skin perfector in Royal Glow. Mm. Now this is UK exclusive.
Oh, I see.
So it sort of looks like a more... muted version of Champagne Pop.
Yeah, and a little bit like Opal.
Yeah, Opal, Champagne Pop-ish. So this, I guess, is to do with maybe the new Royal Baby?
I would think so.
I don't know, something like that. But it's exclusive to John Lewis.
Okay.
So if you're in the UK, you can now buy this.
Excellent.
It's got a nice little crown on it as well.
It does. Someone mentioned that it looked a bit like the Rimmel logo.
It does. Rimmel London.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel ya.
Another new thing is that there has been news reports that Lady Gaga has trademarked a makeup brand name. So this is House Beauty.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced House.
And this trademark, so this news erupted from people finding out that the name was trademarked back in February.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trademarked for all cosmetics things, from, you know, cosmetic compacts, foundations, cheek colours, all the way through to nail polishes.
Yep.
So that's just a pretty standard thing that brands do when they're trademarking a name for a particular makeup product. This is just like the Gwen Stefani one. We don't know if this is going anywhere, but it feels like it's a new celebrity fragrance.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Paris Hilton bringing out makeup. We've got like these, like Lady Gaga bringing out makeup. These are all people that brought out fragrances.
Yeah.
10 Lindsay years ago. Lohan. Oh, yeah. Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
Can't wait to see that one.
Yeah. So it's, I think it's the new thing. People have looked at, people are caring less about cheap fragrances, caring more about exclusive, well, not exclusive, but extensive makeup lines. And that's where the big bucks is at the moment. So even things like J-Lo, she had fragrances she's got a makeup line. Yep. So it's just the flavor of the month, and Lady Gaga's the next one. And a lot of people are very excited about this.
Look, I'm excited too. I like Lady Gaga. I remember seeing her sing. It was a video of her singing with a young child, and it just kind of warmed my heart.
Mm.
And it really, like, I liked her before that, but it really sort of like solidified my love for her. So I'm kind of like, bring out all the things, let me buy all the things.
Yeah.
And I hope all the things are good so I can continue to support you.
Yeah.
So
see, I think she seems like these days more like, I've never been a huge Lady Gaga fan. Yeah. I'm not a big pop music fan, so that's, crucify me.
That's fair.
But like seeing her on like RuPaul's Drag Race really like trying to guide people and help people. She seems very, very inspirational.
She does.
So and I like respect a
lovely
it.
Person.
Yeah.
And look, one thing I will say about Lady Gaga cosmetics or house beauty, I think they're going to be like really interesting.
That have to be.
Because that is the sort of makeup that her persona wears.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested to see where this goes.
If it's
goes.
Bland J-Lo Inglot.
Oh, no. People will kill her. They would never allow it. And I don't think she would allow it because she does, you know. Lady Gaga, it's you know, it's a bit of a character for her. So, yeah. I'm excited to see what happens.
Mm.
We also have a new Sigma favorites set for Angelica Nyquist. Is it Nyquist? I think I got it a bit better than I got it last time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
So this has already been released. So we talked about a collab with another YouTuber, I think just last week, and then this was shown like the day our video went up, unfortunately. So this is already released. It's 5 eyeshadow brushes, and it is $65.
Excellent.
So if you want to see the products, the brushes that Angelica likes to use, check them out and go support Sigma, like collabing with sort of up-and-coming creators. I think it's great.
I think it's great too.
Okay, some new news that I was very excited about, and I'm hoping this means that it will continue the trend.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. So Too Faced has finally released their Peaches and Cream collection in the UK at Debenhams.
Mm.
So this is available online the 14th of May. So today or tomorrow when you're watching this. So they've finally taken their like hold off the
claws.
Their claws out of just, we're going to keep it just in the US.
Yes.
And they're starting to release it in other countries. So fingers crossed that means it's coming to Australia very soon.
I really hope so. I've racked my brain over this. Why? Why did they like just not release it globally? There's going to be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I'm glad to see this expanding. And I do hope this comes to Australia because I think there are some fucking fantastic products in this range.
Yeah, so I think the only reason that they've kept this US-based is probably exclusivity contracts with Sephora or whatnot, and finally that probably has been... it's been a year.
It has been a year.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's up and they're starting to release it.
Look,
release it to the world.
Here's what I'm going to say about your exclusivity contracts. Stila also has 3 new Magnificent Metals. These are exclusive to Beautylish, though.
At the moment.
So these are all duochrome shades. We've got Stylish, which is a sheer platinum with duochrome pearl gold pearl. Embellish, which is a lilac bronze with a multicolor pearl. And sparkling pink with a gold pearl. So cool. They do look a little bit on the sheerer-ish side.
Yeah.
But they're still fairly pretty.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want them, Beautylish, until they come to Stila online and everywhere else.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No, we didn't say
disembodied
that.
Voice.
Yeah. Someone else. The ghost.
Yeah. The ghost of no makeup bullshit.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk about something that was sneak peeked, and we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but didn't show it. We described it, but didn't show it because of the trademark sneak peek thing. Well, whereas we're going to do it now, and we're just going to blur things.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Patrick Star MAC upcoming summer collection. So it looks like the third capsule collection that they're releasing, and we showed a sort of cream finish, sort of mid-tone peachy nude gloss.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Blurred or emoji over the thing, but you can see it.
We'll put an eggplant emoji over.
Why
it.
Not? It's very apt. So there's that, but also we have seen a new bronzer product. It is the Hot and Heavy Face Powder. It's an opalescent formula. So this is coming in June. So these have been sneak peeked. We're very reluctant to overshare in case we get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you can see the design, the inspiration, very teal, very colorful, very summery.
So yes. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Quick update. The Bite Beauty Spice collection has been released. I think it's from now available at the Bite Beauty website, Sephora US and Sephora Canada. There's the 8 shades inspired by the Spice Market.
Yeah,
whatever. With weird names.
Inspired by brown.
Yeah, brown and
red.
No, inspired by Morphe warm toned eyeshadows.
Yes, yes, indeed. I agree.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've also got another update on Dominique Cosmetics. So we saw the lemonade palette that we're waiting to see what's inside. Then we saw a sneak peek of the photo shoot of the marketing, and there was like a lip product being applied. We've now seen that there are going to be 4 lip glosses.
Yeah.
All sort of nudes and pinks.
Yeah. Ah, dose of colours. So we talked about them. They said something was coming on the 19th of the 5th, and then they sneak peek something for holidays. But we've got an update on what's releasing on the 19th of the 5th.
Yeah.
These are the Block Party single eyeshadow collection.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 20 different singles.
Yes.
And they're $20 each.
And they're beautiful, sparkly, gorgeousness.
They really do look pretty exciting and impressive.
They look gorgeous.
They do. Oh, give me the blue.
So that video has inspired me. What I do want to say and what I like about this, firstly, I kind of like that it's not a palette. I like that brands are starting to go, okay, not everything has to be in palette form. But I also think that the best single eyeshadows are either the very, very practical ones, like the ones that you set your base with and you use every single day, or the extra fucking special ones.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that these are super metallic, very, very sparkly, very statement.
Yeah.
Because you can see yourself going, okay, I don't need 20 of them.
No.
But that, I really, that blue
that
speaks
blue,
to me.
Yeah. It sings a song to my soul.
Yeah.
And that song is Buy Me Bitch, You Need Me on Your Face.
You Need Me on Your Face. Put me on your face.
Yeah.
But also, like, I think it's great because sometimes if you've got a big eyeshadow palette collection, we both do, you sometimes don't want to, like, you don't want to have to go through your palettes to find the one shade that really impresses you. But having a drawer full of beautiful single eyeshadows to add with any neutral palette or boring palette, really smart. So I like this.
I'm like it too. Like, my singles drawer is essentially a drawer full of magic that I can't get anywhere else in my collection. So I do feel like potentially that, like, bluey teal color does have a place in my collection.
Oh, it does, of course.
Dose of colors, I don't know what your shipping is like, but make sure you sort it out before I buy that. Okay.
Well, yep.
All right. Little update on Fenty. We're seeing what these duo things are that she's releasing.
Yep.
So these are going to be the Kilowatt Foil Freestyle Highlighter Duos. They're hyper metallic finish And therefore the face and eyes.
Yeah, okay. So we were correct. Yeah. It was a multi-purpose product.
So the shades are 7-Day Weekend and Poolside, Mimosa Sunrise and Sangria Sunset, Sand Castle and Mint Mojito.
Yeah, so there's definitely the three that we've seen. Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
All right, so...
mystery solved.
Mystery solved. Done. Close that one. Thank Close that God. Chapter. All right, we've got from Huda Beauty. We saw the gold. She was having like a gold bath and people... And she said that it's not a highlighter and people were wondering what it was. And people were also thinking that it's like a body highlighter.
Like a body oil with the gold shimmer in it. Yeah, similar
to the Fenty...
The stuff.
Stuff. The body.
Lava.
Body lava.
Yeah.
But she has shown another photo where it's a rosier version. And you'll see also that the main focus would be the eye. And if you look at the gold bath, the eye is very gold as well. So this is likely marketing for another eyeshadow palette.
People were saying, oh, it could be an eyeshadow palette because, you know, she's got gold eyeshadows. And I'm like...
That's not the thing that stands out.
Yeah, it's not the thing that stands out. But, you know, it could totally be done to throw you off. So I think, like, it's a fair assumption that this could be an eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. And I am I'm interested to see what it looks like. Desert Dusk is one of my favorites.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
And if she stayed away from, what was the first one called?
Rose Golden.
That's it, Rose Golden Textures or some shit like that. Anyway, if she stayed away from that.
The textures.
And gone, carried on with the Desert Dusk, then... In terms of formula, then I'm happy.
Yeah. Reduce the price.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I do want to say though that I think that it makes sense if it is a large palette because Desert Dusk was about a year ago.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a year.
It was
around a year ago, and so it makes sense if she brings out a big palette. Every year.
Yeah.
Doing a Jeffree Star.
Yes. We talked about Juvia's Place bringing out Warrior palettes, and we have seen the inside of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called The Warrior by Juvia's Place, and it is a warm and cool-toned natural shade palette.
Look, this is very different for Juvia's Place.
It is. They usually do brights, so they it has a place in their repertoire.
But I think it's not the most exciting, but it's a nice looking palette. It's a nice quality. Like the swatches look very nice quality. They
do look beautiful.
And I think the balance of the shades works really well, and you can pair this with any of the other colored palettes. So
yeah.
Am I rushing out to get it?
No.
No, but I see the place in it.
Yes.
All right, so Kat Von D, firstly, she's pregnant with a boy.
When everyone was sharing that and they're like, oh my God, Kat Von D, girls, look. I'm like, it's not beauty news.
No, it's not.
That's like saying Jeffree Star got a new fucking Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Don't care.
But the reason why, we're talking about other stuff, not just that.
It's not that.
That was off the topic. But also it explains why she didn't come to Melbourne
with
the brow.
It does.
And a lot of people did, a lot of people were saying that they thought she was pregnant and that's why she didn't come. Yeah. A lot of people were saying they thought she couldn't get a visa. And I'm like, I don't think she would have planned it if she couldn't get a visa.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, so she's pregnant.
It would
pregnant.
Be because she's pregnant. And that's fair.
But she did have a big 10-year anniversary party. It was all gold. It was all impressive. Trend Mood was there.
Yes.
And Trend Mood showed there was a board of palettes and all the products that she had released.
Yes.
So there were palettes, there were face products, and then there were all the lip products. And down in the corner, you can not only see the mini Alchemist sort of palette, but you can also see the Lolita palette.
Yeah.
So that's the update.
We talked about Lolita a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So that is exciting.
But I think when we saw it, we saw the sketch.
Yes,
the black and white sketch. So we can see the colours that the packaging actually is.
Lolita colours.
Possibly what will be in the palette.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's cool. I like that wall. Well done.
I know. It looks cool. Great. Wall.
Yeah. Huh, look at those lipsticks.
I know. So
pretty.
I just want that on my wall.
I know.
Why can't I just store all my makeup on my wall?
Maybe you should.
Yeah, that's it. I'll do that next week. No, I won't. all right, another update. The KL Polish hand cream that we assumed was a hand cream. It is a hand cream.
No, it's shampoo. I told you.
You told me. Damn it. So it's releasing on the 15th of May. Mm-hmm. It's almond-scented and it's free from all these things. So
sulfate, it's SLS, paraben, alcohol, cruelty. And it's $12.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's... Yeah. It's all those things. It's a hand cream. She also said that for all those people with nut allergies, it's a synthetic fragrance. A few people were saying that they were concerned with synthetic fragrances because it can irritate the skin. And like any fragrance can irritate the skin, but at the same time, they make products so much nicer.
You know what else irritates me? When people poke holes in everything that others do.
Yeah. No, but also what I did say was like... I was having a discussion with someone in the group, and the thing is that natural fragrances often trigger things more than synthetic ones. Because synthetic ones are designed to not trigger allergies and issues. So synthetic is safer than natural.
Yeah.
Like I can lavender oils are way more damaging.
I can't even go near lavender oil. Yeah. Like essential lavender oil, just, oh my God. It's painful for me, but I can respect people being concerned about the nut allergy and all that stuff, but then to also be like, you know,
then being concerned about the fragrance,
it's just like
too much. Don't worry so much unless you're sensitive to fragrances, then worry.
Absolutely. But then otherwise you'll be fine. But you know that you're sensitive to fragrance, so you avoid those ingredients. Yeah. So, you know.
Anyway, so we also saw yesterday the release of the Kylie Cosmetics, the Mother's Day collection.
Mamaja.
Well, that was what the set was called. I don't actually know if that's what the collection's called.
Right, yeah.
So we've just seen more photos of them and swatches. So we've got the pressed eyeshadow palette, which is quite a cool toned palette.
It's very cool toned.
It's got, you know, it's very, very cool toned. Probably too cool toned for me.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's intensely cool toned. Yeah. But, you know, you can see it. You can see the swatches. I really like the packaging of this collection. It's so cool. But we've also seen the lipstick, the close up, and it's also got a matching lip liner. So if you want just a nice nude creamy lipstick that's got one of these ones on the packaging, which I really like. Okay, the keychain with these ones, it's not available at Kylie Cosmetics. It's available at the KylieShop.com. So I think it's more merchandise than it is makeup.
Okay, cool.
We've also seen some swatches of the face palettes. It's a highlighter and cheek palette. The highlighter in Money Doesn't Grow on Trees looks freaking gorgeous. Mm. I love the packaging for that one. And yeah, so if you wanted it, it was out yesterday. Hopefully you picked it up. And we also see swatches of the mini lip kit as well. So you can see that it's got a nice variety of bright reds, dark reds, berries, pinks, glosses, you know, everything you want.
It's got all the stuff.
It's got all the stuff. So mattes, satins, and I think glosses as well.
I am going to say this.
It's a cool collection.
I am not the biggest Jenner fan or Kardashian fan. But if I had the opportunity to create a collection with my mum, I would be fucking over the moon.
Yeah.
I would be like a pig in shit. Happy.
Yeah, but
happy as hell.
I also think that this is done so well.
So do I.
It's not cheesy, not tacky. It's kind of like a little bit tongue in cheek, funny, but cool. Yep. Like I just dig it. I would totally buy this just because I think it looks cool and so I want to encourage like smart collections like this.
It is smart. Yeah. I like it. Very like cool it tone palette, which is massively on trend. And can I say, I think they've done the fucking colours pretty well.
But I think this is a sensible thing because this is sort of what you see time and time again from brands like Bobbi Brown, that people that aren't into the trendy makeup, the disposable makeup, you know, the trends that come and go. These are sort of the colours that a lot of people, especially maybe more mature women, reach for a lot when they're going to work or from day to night. So I think it you can tell that someone that's a bit more mature chose this because it's a classic range of shades.
It is.
Yeah.
It's classic range of cool shades, but put together very, very clever.
Yeah, especially that pop of kind of red color.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, we've got one more thing. We've seen a bit more information about the Tarte and Aspen Ovard collection. It's releasing exclusively to Ulta Beauty on the 13th of May. So if you've got access to Ulta Beauty, it's already available and it's $39.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Mm-hmm. If you enjoyed it, give it a thumbs up.
Also, we did a video yesterday. Did you see it?
Did you like it? Is it a thing?
A lot of people have asked about it, and as soon as we were able to do it, we did. It was relating to getting sponsors or the sponsorship
thing. The sponsor button.
The sponsor button on our channel. We had to wait until YouTube were like, you can now use it.
Yes.
So we spent all weekend trying to sort it out. So hopefully it's a
hopefully
thing.
It's well received.
We don't know yet.
We have no idea. We are future Kat and Hayley.
Yeah.
Talking about things that will... Oh, no. Past Kat and Hayley talking about future
things that hasn't happened. Oh, well.
Anyway, we're going to go. We hope you enjoyed it. We love you. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
My hat's falling off.
Uh-oh.